David Donahoe was the proud owner of the 62 black Corvette with a red interior. His friend Beth Cease was at the unveiling on behalf of Donahoe, who passed away in 2013. She remembered Donahoe as a quiet and unassuming man who loved two things, trains and his Corvette. His nickname was the Weatherman because if he had an inkling of rain or bad weather, he would take his Corvette home where it would be safe and dry. Cease says every car has a story, and this one was more than just a car to Donahoe.
His car was almost like his friend because it had such history with him through high school, through all of the things of life.
Cease says Donahoe told her he would rather have the car destroyed or buried with him than it be neglected. She says he got a little bit of everything he wanted. The car was partially destroyed when it was temporarily buried in the sinkhole and has now been restored to its former glory. Derek Moore is a curator with the museum who worked to restore the final car. He says the goal of restoring a vintage car isn't trying to make it look brand new.
In the museum world versus really the automotive restoration world for, let's say, car shows and things like that, that's really what we aim for, is more capturing the story.
Moore says those working on the restoration found an old sugar packet inside the car. When the interior was put back in, he says they made sure to put that same sugar packet in the same spot where it was found. Moore says paying attention to little details provides an everlasting memory of the owner enjoying the car. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.